This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
How was the first ever book club last night?
So fun.
How many ladies showed up?
11. It's a pretty good start.
I heard that a fox got into a chicken coop in France, and actually the gang of chickens teamed up and then killed the fox.
That was like us. We would be the chickens.
If I would have rolled in there, so I couldn't even go check it out. Not fair.
Yeah, we had fun. It was good. It was like natural too, because there were a lot of people that seemed a bit nervous when they first got there, but the vibes were good.
After you chugged a bottle of wine each, things,
not true,
all of a sudden we're just peachy. Just like the Boons. But yeah, no, right on. That's sweet that you put that together. You'll be doing it again?
Oh, yeah.
Have you announced what the next book is yet?
No, I'm like too overwhelmed with suggestions. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm like, oh, I got to make the right choice. I made such a good choice for the first book, but it can't be something too similar.
I've got one. Multi-Orgasmic Man.
You're the only person in Alberta that's read that. And you said it doesn't even work.
Okay, TMI. It's still interesting. Chapter 5, self-exploration, is a wild ride.
Okay. I think we're going to pass.
Okay, maybe I'll start a book club.
No.
Yeah, and we're just going to read dirty books. The Game by Neil Strauss. About
Daniel Steele books, sexy. Picking
up ladies. Yeah, we'll do 50 Shades Freed. What else can we do? Just articles from Hustler. Yeah, I'm going to start my own book club. Bet I get more than 11 people show up.
Hey, that's rude. 11 is pretty good. It is.
Trending this hour.
There were some music awards that shook down last night. Taylor Swift was on the stage and she promises new music.
Okay.
And then she posted a picture on Instagram of just her high heel shoes that had butterflies on the back of them. So, what is her new album going to be called? Metamorphosis? Because Hilary Duff already did that. So back off.
Okay, easy. Isn't it, speaking of music awards, I'm pretty sure the Junos go this Sunday.
That anyway. Could be true, yes.
Nobody knows.
We should know because it's Canadian and we should be supporting the CanCon, but sometimes it's difficult to keep track of everything that's going on. Ugh, Queer Eye Season 3 launches today.
Yeah, don't you know there are some more important things happening?
No.
It is on Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
So St. Paddy's Day. I'm excited to see if any of the Canadian artists show up wasted.
Are there any Irish singers?
Well, Johnny Reid, I believe, is Scottish and Irish. It's a pretty big deal.
Okay. I'm going to Google that person. Just kidding.
What else is trending? Aunt Becky just got booted from Fuller House.
Okay, but listen. TMZ is so dramatic. They have in headlines, she's been dropped by Fuller House, also loses Hallmark. But like the Hallmark one is more important because that's like work that is about to happen. Whereas Fuller House, like she was a guest star during the previous four seasons. There aren't even plans for
another season.
Are there? Oh, no, there are. The fifth season will be happening.
Thought they recorded it already, though.
Maybe they did. Then, yeah, TMZ just is being dramatic. Oh, maybe she's already in it, but then they're just going to delete those scenes.
Cut some scenes.
Sucks.
Yeah, she's a smoke show, too. So anytime you eliminate a hottie from a TV show, it goes downhill.
Olivia Jade is her daughter, and apparently she had some makeup kits that were at Sephora. And, yeah, those are no longer being sold. That's a huge blow for her.
I mean, I understand the whole, like, dropping R. Kelly's music thing.
Yes.
But this whole, like, anytime a celebrity screws up, let's absolutely throw them over the coals.
You know what? I don't think Sephora wants to be dropping it. It's the people that are complaining, saying, I'm never going to shop there unless you get rid of that product. You know, like, there are people, keyboard warriors, that are making Sephora start to sweat.
Like,
stupid.
I get the person who let them into the school should be in trouble.
Yes.
And maybe even the school should be in trouble for not realizing this was happening. I don't know if I want to blame a parent from wanting to get their kid into college at any means necessary.
Man, there was a celebrity. What's her name? Olivia. What's
Newton
her name?
John?
No, Olivia Munn.
Okay.
Who just called her out too. She's like, what you did for your children was not out of love. Oof. Like, whoa.
All right. Okay, so brand new Flower Shop Friday coming up in 1 hour's time. I wanted to go back to last year's St. Patty's Day edition Flower Shop Friday right now, though. Enjoy.
Florist Pam speaking. Can I help you?
Pretty good, thanks. You?
Good, thank you.
I'm just wondering if you could fill out a card for me. I'm going to pick out some flowers a little later.
Okay.
It's for my friend Ben.
Okay, so for my friend Ben.
Yes, and then last name is O'Drill.
Yeah.
Thank you for the Irish wristwatch. It's the best Irish wristwatch.
Yeah.
And then that's from Patty. That's me. And then O and furniture.
Sorry?
Furniture.
Yep.
And then if you could just do me a favor and read that back to me, make sure we got it.
For my friend.
Yep.
Ben O'Drill. Thank you for the Irish wristwatch. It's the best Irish. This, to say this, wristwatch from Paddy O'Furniture.
You're wonderful. Thank you and have a great St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, and do. Bye.
Bye. Flower Shop Friday. All right, let's do this.
What's up? I just had a what's up moment this morning.
All right, let's hear it.
The new bacon and egg breakfast melt from Tim Hortons.
Is
but
it
added Chipotle? Mother, what's up?
Oh, sorry, wait, you added Chipotle sauce?
Yeah!
Okay, wait. So,
I love how jacked you are.
I have some questions. Does it come with Chipotle sauce or are you just like...
No, it doesn't.
Wow. You are...
But my brain thing said, add Chipotle, all will be good. And it was.
I have a few hacks for breakfasts too.
What?
At Tim Hortons, if you get a breakfast sandwich, but ask, or you can do this in McDonald's too, ask for hash browns instead of a bun.
Ew.
No, it's really good.
Straight up, I totally didn't think of that.
And I get everything bagel toasted with cream cheese and add ham. It's so good.
What's up?
Yeah.
Can you imagine an everything bagel with herbs and garlic and ham?
Yeah, that's
that's literally
go-to.
What he gets. One time he made me order it for him and I didn't understand and they charged me for a sandwich.
Brutal.
All right, breakfast hacks. You just inspired our topic for this morning.
I'm telling you, everybody in the Y area, breakfast bacon and egg Sammy melt, that's boldly game changer.
We've got a text from Larissa saying Tim's breakfast sandwich, but ask for it grilled because the cheese gets nice and melty.
Yeah.
Much better than just toasted.
Totally. Sometimes the cheese is a bit too cold for my liking, so... Thank you for that tip.
Kaylee says, my breakfast hack is I put leftover sandwich meat in my scrambled eggs.
Listen, I don't want to bring this up every time we talk about breakfast, but I'll never forget the phone call from the girlfriend who said, every morning I pack spaghetti in a Ziploc bag for my boyfriend and he cuts the corner and sucks it out while he's driving to work. And I've been inspired ever since.
Just the grossest visual ever. What's up, man?
Hey, you guys were talking about breakfast hacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got two that I do on a regular basis. First one is a blueberry bagel with strawberry cream cheese.
Whoa.
Unbelievable.
So Whoa. Good. So good. It's like a dessert.
And healthy.
Exactly. Exactly. And the other one is you take a hash brown from McDonald's and you put it in your McMuffin and you eat it all as one. Add a little crunch. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, I was just talking with Brent a few minutes ago about using the hash browns as the bread of a sandwich.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. That's next level.
And healthy.
No, it's not.
Not. No, I don't know about that.
St. Patrick's Day themed Flower Shop Friday coming up in about 7 minutes. That sounds very perverse, but is not. You have to stay with it till the end. And speaking of St. Patty's Day, I wanted to just go back in the archives. A couple years ago, we got Jake Ryan pretty good, our evening host, who is a polished professional.
He is probably the best at live on locations. Like, he's been in the biz for so long, and I'm always so inspired by him because he's just a natural on the
mic. He's so,
so smooth.
Yeah.
So this is so funny that he struggles through this fake commercial we wrote.
We wrote him a St. Patrick's Day Irish wristwatch commercial.
And he was handed it. It was handed to him from the writers.
As normally happens around here, we get these scripts handed to us, you go into the production studio and you record. But this one was incredibly difficult. And this is him trying to take it seriously and battle through it.
Yeah, he has no idea that it's a joke.
Enjoy.
Wow. All right, let's do it. Pick up the perfect St. Patrick's Day present for your special someone from... Sorry, buddy. Pick up the perfect St. Patrick's Day present for your special someone from Prestige Jewelers. Exquisite Swiss crown. Oh, shit. This is a tongue twister and a half, this one. Holy shit. The Ballycrumlin Irish wristwatch.
F*** me.
What? No. The Ballycrumlin Irish wristwatch featuring exquisite Swift crass... Featuring exquisite Swiss... Oh, my good God. Featuring exquisite... The Ballycrumlin Irish wristwatch featuring exquisite Swiss craftsmanship touched by timeless Irish design made right here in Canada. With its patented Philip kinetic phase calendar and low static friction coefficient, it's as accurate as it is elegant, as seen on wrists of Mila Jovovich, as seen on the wrists of Mila Jovovich and Idris Elba. The Irish wristwatch is pure opulence for any occasion. Don't settle for any wristwatch. Oh my God.
Sorry again to Jake Ryan for putting him through that.
Oh, bless his heart.
It's time for another episode of Flower Shop Friday.
Hot 107.
Happy St. Patty's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Hope everybody's jacked up to be hungover Monday. Could St. Patrick's Day fall on a worse day than a Sunday?
Oh, it's not good. There's a lot of people that booked off Monday, including Rebecca. She'll be in on the show with us in just a bit. Smart woman.
I guess it's good for religious people, right? Because they can start with wine at church and then just keep it going after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Switch to the green beers, you know?
It's a good transition, yeah. All right. So with St. Patty's Day coming, I thought we'd do a St. Patty's Day themed Flower Shop Friday.
Flower Shop, she's speaking.
Pretty good, thanks. You?
Hello?
Hi, just wondering if you could fill out a card for me quick. I'm going to pop in a little later and pick out some flowers.
Okay.
Can't wait to see you on Sunday, baby.
Okay.
I'm going to smell you.
Okay.
Suck on you a little.
Mm-hmm.
And then smash you in front of my friends.
Okay.
I love you, Patty. And last name, O'Beers.
Okay.
Can you just read that back to me and make sure we got it?
Can't wait to see you on Sunday. I'm going to smell you, suck on you a little, and smash you in front of all your friends. I love you, Patty O'Beers.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you a little later this afternoon.
Okay.
Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop, right?
Things are...
Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa. You just started watching Game of Thrones a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And it's inspired you to change the lyrics of that song.
Tell me where the wildlings are.
Yeah.
Pretty good, right?
So good. Welcome to studio for Friendship Friday. A very good friend of ours. Earlier I said it was just Lisa's friend and she was quite offended.
Yeah, that was rude.
Sorry. Welcome to the studio, Rebecca.
Hi, guys.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for screwing up my coffee.
Anytime, bud.
That was the only job that you had to do.
Your only job.
It was a very complicated order. Even the barista didn't know what you ordered.
Yeah. It was.
See, you're not good at ordering things.
I'm fine. I've never had an issue. Because it's about saying it with confidence.
Yeah, I wasn't confident.
Here's why. It's because you pay what? $5.50 for a latte?
Yeah. Yeah, you owe me $5.
Okay. Where I go in and I get a double espresso and then ask them to just put a shot of steamed milk in. So it's like a mini latte, but it's only $2.50.
Whoa.
It's just like a greasy coffee hack. But you come rolling in here with a latte. I'm lactose intolerant. So
intolerant? What's that mean?
Intolerant. I'm being intolerant of you right now. So I'm going to be in the crapper for probably
That's
half
why
an
I got
hour.
You that
it's
coffee.
True. Rebecca and Lisa in the morning.
So just the two of you can take over.
Bye.
See y'all.
You're looking for a suitor?
I guess so.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Rebecca has been a good friend of mine for years now, and I just don't understand why every guy she dates is never good enough. Mm-hmm. Like, where are they?
I've often thought that too, because I think you're eventually going to bring in a super rad dude, and I'm excited to add someone new to our group that we roll with, because I'm bored of everyone else.
It's so true.
So I'm really hoping we can find you a nice guy. What we're going to do after 8 o'clock is get some guys working on some pickup lines, seeing if there's any chemistry there, and then you might go on a date with one of them.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Or six of them, like whatever.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
At the same time.
But you have to let Ryder and I be at a table across the way watching every move.
Yeah, we haven't given you the full rules yet, but it is, we do have them written down. There was an awkward situation where a guy had a bit of a pickup line on you. This is one of my favorite stories about you. We were at a ball tournament, and you sent a picture to your dad?
Yeah. So backstory, obviously we always do the slow pitch tournament every summer with our friends. And my buddy Cody and his wife Mel were there, and my parents love Cody. I've known Cody for years.
Yeah.
And so I was sending my dad pictures of all the shenanigans we were getting into all weekend. And so our game on Saturday, Cody kept getting in trouble from the ump for taking selfies on first base, being the athlete that he is.
Right.
So I sent, and of course he was sending these pictures to our group chat when we're all trying to play baseball.
Yeah.
So I sent the picture to my dad, and I'm in the distant background of this picture pitching for our team. So I sent it to my dad, and I say, classic Cody, I mean texting from first base, and my dad says, who's the hot pitcher? And I said, me, Dad, I'm the pitcher. And he said, no. That's you?
That's not a thing. Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa, and it is Friendship Friday. We have a very special guest in the house. That would be Rebecca, who is a great friend of Lisa's originally, and then now mine as well. Yeah, and I think we're actually even better friends now.
You always do this. You always steal my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll overhear Ryder talking to someone here at work, and he'll be like, yeah, my friend Craig, or my friend Rebecca. And I'm like, actually... That was my friend.
Yeah, not anymore. Rebecca's looking for love.
Yes.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
So cheesy.
including our show. Not a great place to find love, maybe, but we're going to try it anyway. 780-784-7107. We need you fellas to hit us up with your best pickup line for Rebecca.
First of all, they need to get to know Rebecca a little bit. Mm-hmm. Rebecca, if you could have a bio, like, what's your Tinder bio? What do you talk, like, what are you into? Tall?
I don't really have a type. If you're funny, I'll probably like you. And if you don't have, I mean, a pack of kids.
Okay.
Okay, so the less kids, the better.
I don't want to be...
I'm sorry, but how many is in a pack specifically?
Six? I don't know, six?
Yeah,
okay,
six.
So less than six kids.
Okay,
listen,
great start.
She's setting the bar pretty low here. Get at us if you got a pickup line.
Take a seat. Right over there, sat on the...
Sure.
Text the show and say, I've been a listener... For a while, and would love to participate.
So Rebecca is one of my best friends, and she's looking for a suitor or like someone to go on a date with. And she said this to me in the past. She's like, you have such a big following. Like, are there any hotties? Hook me up. And I'm like, I don't know.
There are lots of hotties. So let's hit the phones.
Rebecca, just wondering, if you were a vegetable, do you think that you'd be a cucumber?
A what?
A cucumber.
Cutecumber.
Cute.
I thought you just said cucumber weird.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. All right. Now, Dave, he's been on hold waiting for this moment.
Hey, let's do this.
Bring your best game forward. Dave, let's do this.
Oh.
What do you got?
Wow.
Off to a good start, Dave.
Does Dave speak?
Normally, I don't shut up.
Oh, he's nervous.
Aww, he's in love.
I had a pickup line, but it wouldn't be good on the radio. It wouldn't be good for the radio. It'd be better if you were in a bar.
Okay.
In a what?
What's
in
a bar?
In a barn?
Okay,
he's so nervous. I've never heard Dave this quiet before.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Appreciate you trying, man.
I thought he's so nervous.
I'll take some more. I'll take some more, and I'll call you back.
Okay.
More?
Bye, Dave.
Bye.
We're trying to find love for Rebecca.
Yeah, I mean, Rebecca, I recall, like, you've just been struggling to find a suitor for so long, which just wow, is so crazy.
Thanks,
no,
Lisa.
Yeah, but listen up. Listen,
so you're really selling me.
No, I don't understand it because you're flawlessly beautiful and so hilarious. You have a great job and you have a dog, a beautiful dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when you first got your puppy, you're like, don't get a dog to try and find a guy at the dog park. It doesn't work.
No.
Bo's about 4 years old now. Love him, but...
So, for those that don't know, Friendship Friday, we just invite our friends in, and you've invited, like, six of yours.
Yeah, where are your friends?
I don't know. My mom's
Lisa
coming in.
Lisa has six friends?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. I don't have any that have come in, but my mom's coming in. Is that cool?
Yeah.
In a couple weeks? Anyway, all right, let's get to the phones. Dave failed miserably on his first attempt.
Yes.
We got him back.
He was nervous.
He's going to try again.
Rebecca, if I was like a cat and I had nine lives, I would spend them all with you.
Oh, my bless.
Wow. She's more of a dog person, though. Thanks for trying. Hey, Ho 107, what do you got?
Is Rebecca that gorgeous, gorgeous girl?
Yes.
That you and I were talking about?
Ryder, he's talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was thinking about her the other day, so I thought, oh, I got to go get a new shirt before I meet her. So I picked up this nice shirt, and it felt so good on my skin. Can you guess what material it was made out of?
Boyfriend material.
How did you know?
Oh, she's totally matched you on Tinder before and then unmatched you.
Are you that guy I blocked?
Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
That song is a jam.
I wish I picked that song.
Right?
When you're dancing so hard, though,
what?
Please don't breathe heavy into the microphone. You can hear it.
I'm sick.
Just.
She can't help it.
She could back away from the microphone.
It did sound like you were drowning a little, though.
It did. All right, Rebecca, what are you going with?
I'm going with Call Me Maybe.
Nice. Hey, I just met you. I had to try so hard to not breathe for that entire clip.
You're going
to
pass out.
I'm going with Telephone.
Nice.
Lady Gaga and Queen Bee. Hot107.ca or hit us up on the app if you'd like to vote for one of those songs. The winner will play just before 9. My poor dog is going in today. Thoughts and prayers with him as he gets a couple things removed.
Poor thing.
And a little nutters there,
he's
yeah.
He's going to be so confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I've got a few questions for the vet clinic. We're going to get to that in a few minutes, but...
Who's this?
It is I.
It's Brown Sugar again. She's jealous that we have another friend.
You're so jealous.
No, you know what? I'm pissed off at you guys.
Why?
Why can't you guys try to, like, find me a boyfriend?
Well...
You didn't give us the suggestion. Rebecca... Did I ask you if we could find you a boyfriend, or did you say, are you going to help me find some hot dudes?
I asked, because I'm desperate.
See?
Next time, Brown Sugar, we got you.
I think we could do some kind of dating game.
Thirsty Thursdays.
Thirsty Thursdays, yeah. Featuring all of our female friends that I've already hit it and quit it with.
No, and
you wish.
Don't lie, Brown Sugar.
You've
and
Rebecca.
You've
been friend-zoned by everyone.
Brown Sugar, she likes to call the show, yeah.
We invite a friend in almost every Friday when it works.
When we can find a friend.
Yeah.
Man, that was a harsh reality. I was like, I think I've run out of friends. It's like the second week.
We have Rebecca in with us today, and not only are we really good friends, but our dogs are very good friends.
Yes.
I don't know if Bo would agree with that, but...
That's your dog. Gordon Marshmallow doesn't really know boundaries.
No.
And he really likes to if they can take their relationship to the next level.
Bo's excited for Gord to stop humping him.
Well, and I think that's going to happen because he's going in today for a surgery that I think will slow that down from happening at least. And I actually have a question about it.
So you're going to call the vet?
Yeah.
Good morning. Thank you for calling VCA Canada.
Hi there. My little Gordon's going in today to get some things removed.
He sure is. Yeah.
I did have a question, though.
Of course.
What do you do with them? Like, do you just, do you have like a pail or the dumps? I just want to respect him. And I don't know if I can I get them in a jar?
Ew, no.
Well.
But seriously.
We have a company that, that disposes of everything.
Okay.
What would that company be called? Is that their specific job? They just.
Waste disposal. It's so good.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
See you.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.